under starter's orders. Good morning. Yesterday's market review. Top 40 up 0.5, 2% value 15.1 billion. Tracking European peers, the top 40 rallied into the close and ended the day up 0.5%. All the resource sectors closed up on the day, the precious metal miners sneaking in at just up 0.1%, but with a strong performance from industrial materials supply, which sold off after posting first quarter 24 results, led the all share as it bounced 6.2%, and the diversified and bulk miners. Telecommunications posted a rare positive day, up 1.6%, and energy, general industrials, and luxury were firm. Financials closed mixed with banks edging out the insurers, and both retail indices closed well down ahead of Wednesday's retail sales data. Capdown, 1.8%, is considering the sale of its logistics business. Turnover improved to a still dismal 15.1 billion. Domestic bonds sold off, weighed down by the usual load-shedding maladministration and corruption woes, but with the added concern of US legislators taking a look at the US's overall relationship with South Africa. The rand ended marginally firmer, back through 19 to the dollar, to the current 18.9294. Foreigners Net sold South Africa equities and bonds for a sixth day. Use markets ended small mixed with the Dow Jones up 0.3%, but the Nasdaq down 0.3% and the S&P off 0.1%. Utilities, energy, and materials posted solid gains, but losses in the IT sector were enough to keep the index in the red. Nvidia's market cap surpassed that of Amazon briefly, before closing up just 0.2%. Federal Reserve officials spoke of a broadening disinflation as their new benchmark for rate cuts. The 10-year Treasury bill tracked sideways to 4.1793%, while the dollar firmed back to 1.0763 to the euro. While much of Asia remains closed for Lunar New Year, open markets are enjoying a positive session with South Korea, buoyed by hopes of imminent regulation to support the local market. January producer price index was slightly higher than expected at up 0.2% year-on-year. SoftBank jumped another 11%, after Arm rose 29.3%, taking its three-day gain to 93%, while chipmaker Tokyo Electron added 12.4% after rate. Europe proposed restrictions on a number of Chinese companies that may be supporting Russia's war efforts. Most commodities are firm this morning. Brent is at $82.05 ahead of the OPEC market report. Miners are positive in Australia with the ASX resources up 0.4% and South Africa's dual listeds closed small, mixed on the crosses. DM futures are soft. The S&P indicating down 0.2%. And the Stock 50 down 0.4%, and the Johannesburg Stock Exchange may see a hesitant start to the day as it, and global bourses wait for the US inflation data. It is the last day to trade for dividends in Kaya Pagri 130 cents and Novus 50 cents and the Fortress API arrangement. South Africa's December mining production is forecast to drop 4.9% year on year. UK jobless data, Germany and the ECSU surveys, and US consumer price index and real average earnings headline the International Economics Calendar. Top stocks reporting include Airbnb, Biogen, Coca-Cola, Datadog, Hyundai, Maple Bear, Marriott, Roivant Sciences, Shopify, Upstart, Yandex, Z Entertainment, and Zoetis. A number of Asian markets, including China, are closed for Lunar New Year. In spite of the cost of living, it's still popular. Lawrence J.,